There. I'll get back to the Magna Carta in a couple of minutes, but before I do, I would have you think with me if you will. Men will worship wood. They'll worship stone. They'll worship molten images. As a matter of fact, in Acts 19:27, Scripture tells us, speaking of the goddess Diana, that all Asia and the world worshipeth her. In Acts 19:35, it also tells us, what man is there who knoweth not that the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? I'm not making this up. Oh, what men will worship. He has no limits. Let me show you some more. There was Ashtaroth. This goddess was of the Canaanites, which was connected with the fertility and maternity. Baal, sometimes called Bel, was the supreme god among the Canaanites, worshipped in many forms, but often as a sun god or a storm god. He was allegedly a fertility god who supposedly made the earth bear crops and women bear children. Rites sometimes involved with Baal worship included cult prostitution and sometimes even human sacrifice. Then there was Chemosh, the subduer. This was the national god of the Moabites and was also worshipped by the Ammonites. Rites involving this god were said to be cruel also and may have involved human sacrifice. Then there was Dagon. This god of the Philistines had the body of a fish and a human head and had hands in his statues. Dagon was a god of water and grain. Then we have Marduk. This god of the Babylonians was associated with the fertility and the vegetation. Then we have Milcom. This national god of the Ammonites was associated with divination, seeking knowledge of the future through occultic means, strongly forbidden by God. Child sacrifice was sometimes connected with Milcom. He was also among the false gods worshipped by Solomon at the close of his reign. Moloch and Molech were variations of this false god. As a matter of fact, ancient Egypt had more than 40 false gods, although none are mentioned by name in the Bible. They included such false gods as Re, the creator sun god, Isis, the goddess of magic, Osiris, the lord of the afterlife, and the list goes on. What about the golden calves, which occurs twice in the Bible? P.S. Bull worship was popular during this period. This was the making of the golden calf, which reflected Israel's disloyalty to God. Israel broke its promise of obedience, became disloyal to God, and committed the sin of idolatry. The people of Israel violated the demands of the covenant by making an idol to represent the God who redeemed them from their slavery in Egypt.
BBSradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple minutes, we're going to have Tim Brown. He's going to join us today on our show here. And with that said, we're going to be talking about Noahide laws. And I should say counterfeit laws, because if you look at what they actually identify themselves as to be, if they define out, it's completely in contrast, just like everything else the devil does, right? I mean, read John 8:44. He is known as the great deceiver, right? There is no truth in him, nor in his minions, right? 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. As well. Now, with that, friends, before we start to cover that, I just kind of want to lead up into that, because over the last couple days, I've been doing a lot of documentary work, and I'm talking about studying the documentary of Bonhoeffer and the Third Reich again, because we're getting up to part and up to speed as to what, in fact, is going on. And I'll tell you, friends, I took the time not only to just watch the documentary called Hanged on a Twisted Cross that Tim Brown highlighted during his show and his article on Sons of Liberty Media. Media.com, but I also took the time to watch the 2004 version of it, which aligned itself perfectly with that documentary for what it showed and revealed. And then I watched another documentary the day after that. And I am on purpose rehearsing this in your ears, because you need to understand what's going on. Okay, just pause there for a moment. Then yesterday, I took the time to go see the movie Bonhoeffer. And to my surprise, folks, it held to the documentary. There was some very important information that was revealed there to the American people, folks, because I'm telling you right now, we are before what is going on concerning the days of war that are ahead of us. If we don't catch this and put a stop to it, prevention is better than cure. We're going to get caught up into the middle of it. We're going to get at the tail end of it, and what's going to happen is we're going to wish we'd listen to that information. When you look at the Bonhoeffer documentary and the movies, they're aligned very well. With that, a lot of the information is very pertinent to what's going on here, friends. A lot of the stuff that's been revealed through the documentary and the movies, as I just said, friends, is very revealing, because it's in parallel with what's happening in America today. But again, I'm here to tell you, we still have time to put a stop to this nonsense. But keep in mind, they put a guy in office that the people loved. They didn't hate him. He gave them everything that they wanted. The slogan was "Make Germany Great Again." And as he gave them everything that they wanted, guess what was going on behind the people's backs? He was undermining them. And that's exactly what happened during that particular time. And it's exactly what's happening in America today. Let me just show you this before we pull Tim Brown up. People are paying attention to who Mr. Donald Trump is stacking concerning his new administration. Everybody's talking about how they're 100% Zionists, you know, the created version of Israel. Those guys, you know, not the Israel of God, make distinction, Revelation 3:9. And again, I'm making a point to rehearse this into your ears, because you need to hear this information, friends, because we are seeing it unfold today. I've shared with you in the past the Pink Swastika. It's a book by Scott Lively. You can go online and buy it at Amazon right now. If you know anything about Adolf Hitler, he stacked the SS, the Third Reich. They were all sodomites. Well, what's happening here? We see Nicholas Fuentes just highlighted the fact that Donald Trump has just appointed Scott Bessent for Treasury Secretary. Bessent is a homosexual hedge fund manager who worked for George Soros. Isn't that interesting how that is coming full circle? George Soros was actually capitalizing off the people that were genocided under Adolf Hitler. Now he's actually behind the people and funding the people that he's putting into position in the United States of America. I don't know why people can't make that correlation. It's real simple to see due to the fact that George Soros himself admitted to that. He said he enjoyed the time doing the things that he was doing. And his dad was a part of the Gestapo, for those that didn't know. He's an international criminal, but somehow or another, he can buy your politicians. And why do you suppose he would be doing that, friends? Well, for those that are paying attention to history, for those that aren't, I can tell you those that are trying to stop this. Those that aren't paying attention to history, you're going to learn from history the hard way. Let me reassure you of that if you don't catch on to what's going on here. But Bessent is a homosexual hedge fund manager who worked for George Soros for 10 years, and he received a $2 billion investment from him for his firm in 2015. Nicholas highlighted the fact that swamp remains undefeated, the swamp that Donald Trump promised to drain. Here's another one for you. All of you Second Amendment bearers out there, you lawful gun owners out there, it's interesting that Donald Trump, you all the well know that Matt Agarist, former military, also a contributor over at the Sons of Liberty Media.com, he highlighted the fact that during the first 500 days of Donald Trump's criminal administration, he undermined the Second Amendment, where he used 26 said governors, Republican governors, where he legislated, he called it, policies where he undermined the Second Amendment in hopes of stripping the American people of the right to bear arms. Though he calls himself the most pro-Second Amendment president in history. Well, let's see if that's true. He's got this little Pam Bondi, who is fourth ex-Donald Trump defense lawyer chosen for justice. I want you to listen real carefully as to what's going on concerning his appointee, Mrs. Pam Bondi, from this individual concerning the Second Amendment.
Welcome back, everyone. Wanted to come out here and do a quick video about President Trump's recent nominee for the Attorney General. Her name is Pam Bondi. She has a pretty long track record in public office, and some of it is very good, just to be clear, and some of it is not so good, particularly as it comes to the Second Amendment and due process, supporting or not supporting due process. So one of the things that she did relating to firearms is support a bill in Florida while she was the Attorney General and went to court several times over lawsuits on it. Basically, that bill prohibited 18 to 20-year-old American citizens from purchasing rifles, as well as other things in that bill as well. And she went to court, like I just said, and fought multiple lawsuits to support that bill. Obviously, that is not good, right? So for somebody who is going to be the head law enforcement agent for the United States under the President Trump term, that is certainly something we don't want as well. Additionally,
okay, so folks, you see what's going on here, and I got about 30 seconds before we come up to a hard break, but I do want you to understand something, friends. This is why I continuously highlight the points and the facts that what Donald Trump says and what he does are two different stories. Here's another prime example of it concerning his new appointees. They're doing the opposite of what they promised that they would do. Here's the good news, America. You're the government. You're the law. They don't have the law on their side. You have the law on their side. They don't have a right to undermine your Second Amendment. You have a right to impeach them and prosecute them. So choose this day as to what you're going to do, because that's going to be the response that you're going to get tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Are both marginalized and suppressed. We need to rise up as men and take responsibility for our duties. When you listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio, you will get a fully charged mandate for what you need to be doing. Bradley blends both biblical responsibilities and our God-given rights in his message to embolden anyone who listens. Both our families and especially our kids are at extreme risk, and real men need to take a stand and stop the madness. You will gain both strength and biblical direction by tuning in to Bradley Dean.
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles? To abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews? And to establish his own righteousness? What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Folks, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pull up Tim Brown, morning show host from Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And Tim, thanks for jumping on with me today, because I want to divulge this information to the people that don't know, or maybe some of the people that think they know, or they're going to be students like I am today, and we're going to sit back and we're going to learn and listen to what it is that you're going to share with us concerning the no-hide laws. And what is the relevance of it? What is it compared to? What is it in parallel with? What is it aligned with what we're seeing in government today and in the Church of America and that of Israel? So on and so forth. So thank you for jumping on with me, brother. And I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and take it by the reins real quick before I tee it up for you and hand it off. You just sent over an article called Tucker Carlson Endorses No-Hide Laws, tells Ari Shaffer. He's been reading the Talmud. It's very interesting. Why don't we go ahead and start with that, if you don't mind?
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I did send that over because I found it very interesting that he is looking at that. And if I can I give a little historical
yes.
context here, just so people understand what's going on? Now, many people have probably not even heard of this. Have you heard of the prophecy, alleged prophecy of 1781 by General Charles Cornwallis?
No, I can't recall that I did.
Okay. There were four key points there. Number one, his prophecy mentioned a holy war in America, followed by a divine world government with the British Empire as the ruling power. Number two, he stated that American churches would be used to teach Judaism, and boy, do we see that, implying a connection between the two. Number three, the Jewish community of Cornwall, England, had a significant presence from the 18th century onwards. And number four, Cornwallis's prophecy may have reflected his awareness of the growing influence of Jewish culture and religion in Britain and its colonies. Now, specifically, he said this, quote, or no, it wasn't him, it was Joseph McCarthy. In a 1956 speech, you remember McCarthyism,
yep.
where he's talking about the communists and stuff, and they poo-pooed him, but now we see he was right on. In that, he cited Cornwallis's prophecy. He says the confession of General Cornwallis to General Washington at Yorktown in October the 17th, 1781, has been well hidden by historians. History books and textbooks have taught for years that when Cornwallis surrendered his army to General Washington, that American independence came and we lived happily ever after until the tribulations of the 20th century. Jonathan Williams recorded in his Legions of Satan, 1781, that Cornwallis revealed to Washington that a holy war will now begin on America, and when it is ended, America will be supposedly the citadel of freedom, but her millions will unknowingly be loyal subjects to the crown. And then he goes on and he starts talking about Freemasonry. You've already covered some of that, but that was coming in there. And he also went on to say, Darby and the Plymouth Brethren brought a Jewish Christianity to America. This is the stuff that Scofield Bible popularized. And you see people like false teacher and unrepentant adulterer, what's his name down there in Texas? Hagen. Him even saying they have their own covenant, so Christians don't need to evangelize Jews. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is. But he said they brought it there. He said Masons, Rutherford, and Russell started Jehovah's Witnesses Judaism, which is now worldwide with their message of the divine kingdom. Mason Joseph Smith started Mormon Judaism with its Jewish teaching and millennialism. So that's just a little bit. That people can go look up the speech that he had. So that's kind of a historical context to say even, what, more than 250 years ago, this was being warned about. Even Cornwallis could see what they were doing here.
Yeah.
So, when we come to the Noahide laws, which are tied to the Talmud, and so people understand, when Jesus was talking to the people in Matthew 5-7, the Sermon on the Mount, he's not given a new law. He's reiterating the original law that was given. And he keeps saying, you've heard it said, but I say unto you. Well, the said was this oral traditions that were caught up in that were written down in the Talmud. And there's some wicked stuff there. We'll get into some of that. But here's the seven Noahide laws. And I'm reading directly from Chabad.org, which is a Jewish publication. Okay. Do not profane God's oneness in any way. Now, they do not believe, as Christianity does, there's a Father and a Son and the Holy Spirit, three persons who are the one God, and they would consider us to be idolaters. He also says, number two, do not curse your creator. Do not murder. That's number three. Do not eat a limb of a still living animal. Number four. Do not steal. That's number five. Number six is harness and channel the human libido. Incest, adultery, homosexual relations, all that stuff is forbidden. Establish courts of law and ensure justice in our world. Now, most people hearing those probably would think, well, a lot of those sound very familiar. Well, they probably do if you don't understand their meaning behind it. For instance, some people would tell you they believe in the atonement. But then when they describe the atonement, they say, well, your sins aren't really covered. They're not really forgiven. They're not really taken away. It's just to show you that God was serious about sin. And that's why he sent Jesus to die on the cross. Well, that would be obviously a different definition than you and I would agree on for atonement, right? So the things are, it's the same way here. The big one is the idolatry issue of not profaning God's oneness in any way. Now, these are the same people that, again, this is from Chabad.org. Sorry, my dog's making a bunch of noise. This is what they say. This is just a couple of sentences as to where they're at with God's providence.
Okay. I'm sitting here looking at Albert Pike and Albert Mackey, and I'm just thinking about some of the things that Tim's talking about here and the wars that they're contriving. But I think people need to understand as well.
Where they serve God in peace, leading the nations of the world in attaining and understanding of the Creator. And Messiah will also rebuild the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, establishing an era of peace and prosperity that will endure forever. This is the same people who believe that who's doing the other.
They're what?
Okay, I got a message. I don't know what
we're... Yeah, Tim, just I'm getting part of what you're saying, and then I'm hearing you rebuke your dog, and then I'm not hearing you for a minute again.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. My Bluetooth thing went out. I didn't know.
Sorry about that, guys. Oh, okay.
Okay, did you get all the stuff that I said?
No, I didn't, because your dog was barking, and then all of a sudden you fell out for about 2 minutes. So, guys, here, what okay. I'm going to do is, Tim, I'm going to send you over.
Sorry.
I'm going to send you over a link. I just sent it to you now. Please go ahead and link up to that on the Zoom, and then we're going to pick it up from there, because we can't be having that on national radio. Guys, I just wanted to let you know, as I'm listening to Tim here talking about the no-hide laws, I'm going over to Albert Pike. I'm going over to Albert Mackey. I'm going over to these people. And isn't it interesting how they align themselves with the light that they're so far from? But if you put that up against 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, isn't that what Satan said he would do? Is he would transform his ministers into the angels of light? And folks, if people would, again, it just goes back to what I always say, friends, the FBI, they have enough common sense that when in fact they want to expose or teach their agents how to find error in the counterfeit bills, they teach them to study the original ones, the original bills. It's like taking the straight stick and putting it up and showing the deviation of the corrupt stick, or the crooked stick, or the deviated stick. It's exactly what I'm doing here right now. It's exactly what we're showing you. And it's interesting that even when he's talking about the no-hide laws, I'm looking at them right now. And by the way, can I say too, Albert Pike and Mackey, both of them, they came in 100 years and they completely redefined as they gutted the pith and marrow of that whole Masonic movement, as they called it, and what the Masons were and what they become. It's completely different. It's day and night. It's righteousness separated from that of evil. And if you, again, know Ezekiel 44:23, you're going to understand perfectly as to what I'm sharing with you even now. But I'm saying that for the purpose that when you look at these no-hide laws, which they're implementing, it does. That's what it says. It says, do not worship idols. Well, that's already what the word says. Wait, are they going to redefine who we're supposed to worship? You better bet your bottom dollar. It says, do not curse God as they curse God. It's interesting. They say, do not commit murder as they murder. Folks, if people would pay attention that they do the opposite of what they say they're going to do, they're going to understand these Noahide laws, and they're not doing this in the dark. They're doing this in the light. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Bradley.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Fry Mueller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more,
Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today. Hey, BBS Radio.
Swing!
BBSRadio.com. Okay. Wow. Let's go ahead and check this out really quick. As
the non-Jews have seven laws of...
I want you to listen to this really quick because it's something I just covered, and then we'll get Tim back up here, I hope, on a better line. This is Tucker Carlson's show talking about the Talmud, talking about the Noahide laws. And again, folks, it's just a mockery is what it is. Matter of fact, I was just thinking about this during the break as I was going to and fro in heart and mind concerning what Scripture has to say about this. You know, it was the said Jews of the people that continuously went to Christ and rejected him. Jesus came unto his own received him not. And as he kept going back to them, it's interesting how they kept trying to find fault with him, even going so far as to call him Beelzebub. And who were they? They were the religious hypocrites of the day. They were the ones that were claiming to be the children of God, but yet they were the ones that were crying out, crucify him, crucify him. Folks, this is exactly the road that you're on right now. You're listening to the wrong void. If it's not the word of God that you're listening to, folks, and notice how Jesus continuously said, to he who has ears, let him hear. To he who has eyes, let him see. But I think in America, we're completely beyond that in so many different ways because it's now on a willful scale rather than it just happening inadvertently. And I'm talking about Jeremiah 5:22 or 5:21. But listen to this. This is John 8:44. This is Jesus speaking to these hypocrites that claim to be the children of God. Listen, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Okay? This is what Jesus was saying to these people that were trying to pervert the meaning and understanding of who the Lord was. They claimed to be the children of God as they crucified the Son of God. Okay, so let's go over here really quick and see what Mr. CIA front, Tucker Carlson, has to say concerning the Talmud, the Book of Pharisees, and the Noahide laws. Listen to this.
Jews have seven laws of Noah. That's all you got to do, and you get into heaven. And they're pretty easy.
They're great.
They're pretty easy.
They're great.
Don't eat an animal while it's still living.
Exactly.
Should be a no-brainer.
Don't kill.
Don't kill. Harder for some people, but not others. Don't rape. Even harder for some people, but most are still on the right side of it. I forget what the other ones are.
Adultery.
Yeah. It's not that hard. And you get to go to heaven, and you'll be right alongside a rabbi.
Well, not only that, they're like very reasonable.
Yeah, they're not like hard ones to do.
I mean, is this
no,
crazy?
They're all kind of rooted in natural.
What are they doing, folks?
No, I read that. And I
yeah, when you convert, they're like, what
do reason is enemy to faith, and what you're seeing here is reason with reprobates, those that are abandoned to sin. Listen to how they're praising this. Oh, this is reasonable. Oh, they're great. They're this, that, and the other thing. Isn't it interesting? The very ones that are advocating Noahide laws are the very ones guilty of the things that they're advocating for. In other words, do as I say, but don't do as I do. There's the problem. These are the people that are putting darkness for light and light for darkness. Isaiah 5:20.
Folks, again, nobody, Jesus didn't have harsher words for anybody but the religious hypocrites of the day. And somehow or another, the voice that's being heard is not the voice that you should be listening to. And I say shame on the American people, especially with those within the walls of the church that claim to be Christ, when in fact they are not. They're advocating for something that is counter to Scripture on so many different levels. Tim, you've been listening. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. I don't know what all you missed that I had earlier. I'm sorry, that Bluetooth thing went out and I didn't know that I'd lost it. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. And it is the same, it is the same spirit, which is it's an antichrist spirit. That's what John talks about in 1 John and 2 John. He warns of those people who deny that Jesus has come in the flesh. And as far as Christians, he said, you know, you're not of us, because if you were of us, you wouldn't have went out from us. So they become apostate and they go right back in, as the writer of Hebrews warns, they leave the true faith and they go back to all the shadows and types and stuff, which doesn't have a sacrifice for sin. They just go right back into it. But these are the same people I can go to their own writings. When they're talking about, you know, one of them that I told you, harness the and channel the human libido, right? Number six. And on the side, it says incest, adultery, homosexual relations are forbidden. The family unit is the foundation of human society.
As they're advocating for all this, as they're advocating for all of this, even as we speak, Tim, the ones that are talking about we have to take this on are the ones advocating in contrast to the very things that they're again promoting. I just highlighted you know, how many times did Jesus say, you hypocrites, you say, but you don't do. You expect others to do what you don't do. And this is who you really are in Matthew 23, verse 3. I'm highlighting the fact that right now, where this is being promulgated from and the source of this and where this is originating from, at least from one of their minions, Trump's retweeting that he's the gayest president in history. Melania Trump is raising money at the log cabin Republicans, the sodomites, the very things that God condemns. Donald Trump has just appointed Scott Bessent for Treasury Secretary. He's a homosexual that works for George Soros. I mean, and that's just the tip of the iceberg when it is what we're talking about here. Tim, I mean, let's really kind of break this down and simplify it. Is that what we're dealing with? Are those that are giving the orders, but they don't follow their own orders?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
There you go.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And if people have paid attention, I mean, both Donald Trump has been involved in Kabbalah. He's got a plaque on his wall that they gave him. His daughter and his son-in-law are in this Chabad Lubavitch movement. I mean, it's not a good thing. In fact, this is tied in where they dug up all those tunnels with all the cribs and the baby toys and all that stuff up in New York. It's the same kind of front, and it's attacking the same thing, which is the truth of God, and they're trying to put something else in its place. For instance, on the Noahide laws, they say, oh, these are found in Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 and following. Well, Bradley, if you probably got Genesis 9, you could pull up there. If you don't, I could read it. But there's nothing about all that stuff. It's just about, you know, God's covenant as far as putting the rainbow there. And he says, you know, if man sheds blood, by man, he's going to shed blood.
Yep. You're talking about Genesis 9, 12, and then you're talking about Numbers 35, 33. And it's exactly right. I was thinking, if you don't mind me just kind of inserting my thoughts here or weighing in. First of all, when you talk about how it's a war that's being waged against the Word of God, I'm almost every time I hear that kind of rhetoric, I chuckle, Tim. It's like, that is a war, America. You will not win, nor has any man ever won or will ever win. You are daring the justice of God upon yourselves when you submit to these devils, because that's exactly what they are. And I think about what Bonaparte said when he said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature that conquers all that oppose it. Isn't that the history of those that war against heaven? And those that war against heaven, isn't it really, when you begin to see them advocate such an advancement or advocation for incrementally trying to do so, isn't it interesting how
we see the fallout from that, their own demise. And that's exactly what we've heard from Whitfield, from Spurgeon, from Bonaparte, from those that have enough common sense to understand, like Thomas Smith when he said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. I'm humored when I hear that. I mean, it's almost like an awful humor. It's awkward when I laugh about it because it's just like, people, are you really this ignorant to go ahead and listen to this nonsense? These people are just trying to take you into hell with them headlong. And Tim, the scripture reference I was thinking of was Revelation 22, 18 through 19, where the Lord says, if you add to or take away any of the words of the book of the prophecy, you're going to add curses unto yourself. And that's exactly what happens in every given scenario when people try to remove God from a scenario. And when people try to remove God from a scenario, you better rest assured that they're trying to put themselves in the place of God, just like Satan himself did. And what was the result of that? Well, he was kicked out, and he's going to get kicked out again. And so are his minions if we don't learn the lesson. But the problem is, we're going to go with him, Tim, if we don't learn that lesson by dealing with them first and foremost.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The thing about these Noahide laws, this is not anything new. I mean, you know, the conservative hoorah that everybody points back to is Ronald Reagan. He was the first guy to sign on to these things in the White House. And every president, be they Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter, they're all signing on to it.
Yeah.
They're all in with it.
How do you convince a people that claim they see it, but they don't react to it? Because, Tim, this is the frustration of anybody that's trying to pry the eyes of those that are sleeping open. Folks, you know, I just seen, I want to give a quote, Tim, that I just shared with you. I want to give it to the people as well. It's interesting. I just seen somebody today or yesterday send out a meme, a post stating, you know what, it seems like everybody's at peace right now. I mean, she couldn't have fulfilled prophecy more than saying such words. And it's like when you say peace, peace, sudden destruction cometh. Folks, well, you're being given everything to you right now. You're being undermined. This is what I'm trying to do. And the reason and the way that I'm doing that is by simply showing you the fruit of those that are undermining you. What they're advocating for is not at all what they're doing in any sense of the word.
Yeah, you remind me of Daniel, where he talks about through peace he'll destroy many.
8:25.
And I think that's the thing that gets me. Even where we saw the last term of Donald Trump, he went over there and set those Abraham Accords, and everybody thought, oh, this is about peace. And of course, he didn't start any new wars, but he did drop more bombs than Obama did in 8 years. Nevertheless, I think it's for something much bigger. But yet, you know, all these guys talk about peace. But then they fall into this faulty understanding, you know, of dispensationalism, where they're trying to pin the tail on the Antichrist, and they can't even see that the guy they're supporting is an Antichrist. I mean, he is that. It's the very definition. I mean, he's been in the church. He should know better, but he doesn't, and he keeps, you know, I mean, apostatizing all over the place. His apostasy is clear for everybody that watches it.
Well, that's on the
understand those first things.
Yeah, Tim, that's on the people. That's not on Trump. It's his worshipers that need to be converted. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey guys, just wanted to let you know, thank you, first of all, thank you for the orders. And you guys all know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, your orders go out the very next day. And we just thank you for the weekend orders. We had church on Sunday. And folks, more people are coming every Sunday. We've been averaging about 4,000 people coming every single Sunday. And with that, I just want to tell you, I'm glad to be a part of what's going on in your life. I'm glad to be able to go back to the Word of God, because we're going to hold to the Word of God uncompromisingly, and we are not going to adulterate the Word. We are not going to change it. We're not going to play the diplomats. We're not people pleasers. We're not friendly seekers. We're going to hold to the Word. We're going to preach Christ crucified, period. And for some reason or another, the people are responding. And I just want to tell you, I'm humbled and I'm honored to be a part of that every Sunday at 9 o'clock, every Sunday at 9 o'clock. Last week, we talked about predestination, and we also talked about election. And we'll see what comes up and coming this next Sunday. But again, I just wanted to invite you and remind you that we have church every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, on top of being on the radio 6 days a week, on top of being on top of our events across the country. And if you want to book us, now's the time. We got a window between now and the first of the year, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Tim, we got you back up, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to say this, because I know that people, you know, no matter what way I go at this, no matter what I show the people, they are going to willfully stand in their idolatry. And that's fine. They can do that. At least with me, I've warned them. Their blood is off my hands. I can't do anything more. I'm not going to drag them over the top of the hill. They, in fact, in conscience, which means with knowledge, they knew the truth of the matter. They know the truth of the matter. And it really is, they're attempting to justify what it is that they themselves cannot justify, as if to suggest that their favorite politician is going to get them in favor with the Lord on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27. I don't know how that's going to work, but it's not. Because Scripture tells us it's not. And it's also interesting, friends, and Tim, and I'm addressing you now, Tim. When I go over to John 11, isn't it interesting, after Lazarus was blown out of the grave 4 days stinking, isn't it interesting that when you look
they
at...
They wanted to kill him.
Yeah, they right away. Right away. These people hate Christians, guys. And it's like, yeah. When I'm looking at this, the first thing I thought of is not only did they want to kill him,
But the reason they wanted to kill him, and I think everybody needs to see this and hear this, because then they can equate this to the very people that we're highlighting that are promoting these no-hide laws. But if you look at it, it says, if we let him alone, this is what the religious hypocrites of the day said. If we let him alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation. Isn't that what this is, this corporate world? Isaiah 28, verse 18, they want absolute control. They want to remove God, and they want to have control over all things, so they think. They want a nation. They want a world without God. And it just isn't going to happen. My daddy's in control of all things. Praise God, Matthew 28, verse 18. Tim, we got about 6 minutes left, and I don't mean to be cutting you off. There were certain parts in there where I had to pick up because you broke off. But is there anything that you really kind of want to pinpoint concerning the Noahide laws and really kind of condense it so we all get it before the end of the show?
Well, I think it's just it's their way of putting in something. It's a counterfeit. It's trying to. I mean, look, you can go on Chabad and you can read them, and they'll say the Ten Commandments were for they're for Jews. Well, I just, what in the world? As soon as you read something like the Sabbath, what do we read there in the Sabbath? Well, we read, you know. You keep the Sabbath, you remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In it you shall do no work. Neither you or nor any of your male servants, your female servants, nor the stranger who's within your gates. Now, who is a stranger? Is that a member of the Commonwealth of Israel? Some people call them Jews, but is that a member of them? No, that's a stranger. That's a foreigner. He's to keep it too.
Yeah.
And so I just look at the hypocrisy here, and then they say the seven Noahides, they apply to everybody. And you can't find them in the very place they say they're in there.
Yeah.
Where do you find them? You find them in the Talmud. So I want people to understand, and most people, I think, online hearing us have been through this enough where they see that what they're saying is these laws are not biblical laws that God gave. It's laws they came up with, and it's sort of like the Pharisees of Jesus' day. They'll come up with their own things to try to justify themselves, but they don't even keep those. And you were right about saying they say to not to do these things, and then they go do it.
Jewish point of view, we don't believe in the divinity of Christ.
In Romans chapter 2, he says, do you teach, you know, not to be idolaters, and yet you go rob temples? Or do you say don't commit adultery, and yet you're committing adultery? Well, they are doing that. In fact, could I give just a couple of examples of that?
Absolutely.
From their writing?
Yeah, you can. Okay. Tim, I got a quick question, though. I want to throw this in real quick. Ben Shapiro, he has somehow or another, he's in with the President of the United States of America, newly elected. He feeds on the Book of Talmud. Maybe that's why Ben Shapiro is out there equating Jesus Christ as to a common criminal. Birds of a feather, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Okay.
This again comes from, and I quote, it's in the article I sent you on Tucker Carlson, but it's from a website called Safaria.org, which is all these Sanskrit writings. And this comes directly from the Talmud itself. But here's just a couple of things. Now, remember, they said you got to control your libido, right? This is that says Rav Shaya raised an objection to the opinion of Rav from the Mishnah with regard to an adult man who engaged in intercourse with a minor girl less than 3 years old, or a minor boy less than 9 years old who engaged in intercourse with an adult woman, or a woman who had her hymen ruptured by wood or any foreign object. The marriage contract for each of these women is 200 dinars. This is the statement of, I mean, and it's worse. These are three-year-old kids, and they're trying to justify it. And they'll even go and say, priests can do this. And if the priest engage in sodomy, it retains the virginity of the young infant or something. I mean, you want to know when
everything the Lord condemns. Yeah, everything the Lord condemns, they normalize.
When you go through Matthew 23,
and you see Jesus calling them out, oh, you're swearing by the temple. Oh, you got me, but you didn't get me. I didn't swear by the gold of the temple. He says, well, which one's, what's more here? And it's this thing of continually trying to justify themselves and saying, no, 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 we're not what you're saying we are. We're something else. We're God's people. God loves us. And he's like, you don't have a clue as to who God is. Your daddy's the devil.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's hard to understand about that. That's pretty simple language because I keep hearing people say, oh, well, you know, the Jews are God's chosen people. Listen, the people who are chosen, who are God's chosen people you spoke about yesterday, those are the people he goes out and he finds them and he saves them. And it don't matter what nation they come from or what language they're speaking.
That's right.
Or what color their skin is. He's the one who saves them, and those are God's chosen people. If you don't have the faith of Abraham, Galatians chapter 3, you are not one of his.
Amen. Amen.
You're not one of his.
Yeah,
you have to repent, and what God demands of you, he graciously gives because Christ paid for it.
Amen. Period. Tim, I'm going to go ahead and end with Ben Shapiro because we all know he's buddy-buddy with the president somehow. And he carries the spirit of Antichrist. And I want to play that for the people in the end of the show here. So I thank you for your time. Your signal's really bad, sure, just for the record. And it comes in and out and comes in and out. But again, I appreciate having you on the show. And we'll get to Tim tomorrow morning again, friends. Thanks, Tim Brown. Listen to this. This is Ben Shapiro. This is the stuff we're talking about. This is the spirit that said, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Jesus. Listen carefully.
There you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written...
He was just a prophet.
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
So he became legend and story, and it became a bigger
deal.
These
are the popular television programs.
Followers, and
these
then
are the
gradually
popular podcast,
grew,
friends.
Then,
do you think why are they popular?
No, that's not
because they're confused.
Okay, I just want to check.
What do you think their fruit is? What do you think their fruit is, friends? Confusion. I mean, to equate Jesus as a common criminal, this is coming from a conservative favorite, Ben Shapiro. We've had Ben on the show before. I'd love to get him on the show again. Fact of the matter is he's wrong. You know, one of the things that I say to you guys constantly, friends, is what the Lord puts in you, no devil in hell can take out of you. That includes Ben Shapiro. I'm not calling him a devil, but I'm telling you he's being motivated by one. And he better correct himself while he still has time to do so. Love you by what we do. By the way, we reached out to Candace Owens, Charlie Kirk, another representative, and we'll reach out to Ben Shapiro to see if we can get him on the show, okay? Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.